Good morning.
Radio.
Let me thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather once again in his name, in the house of the Lord, and thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy and his blessings to all that he's done for us. Thank the Lord for the saints of God. Thank the Lord for those who are still on their way. A special prayer for Sister India and Little Infinity. They're on their way, so that God would grant traveling mercies. Also a special prayer. We would like to pray for Sister Webb. She said she woke up this morning and she wants us to continue to pray. She woke up with severe pain and she's on her walker right now. Lord bless her. Lord, in the name of Jesus. She had pain, and Lord bless her. Lord be with Sister Webb in a mighty way, please. Likewise, remembering Sister Holmes is on the phone with us. Let's remember Sister Carol. She's in the hospital, and so remember her much in prayer. Yes, running some tests on her right now, and possibly might need a pacemaker. But just remember her much in prayer. She's fervent in spirit, and we thank God for her. And just remember Sister Regina. We know that she travels with her, and so. But let's remember Sister Regina that, in her mind and everything, so that she won't worry. We don't want her worrying. So just remember Sister Regina in a special way this morning. Likewise, remember all the others we don't see that are normally here. I want to thank God for blessing us to be here this morning, those of us who are in the house of the Lord, and truly God has been good to us. And the reason why I'm looking there, because I draw in calls from people that are calling in, so just remember much in prayer. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before your throne of grace and mercy, and we come, dear Lord, in the humblest way we know how. We want to seek your favor and seek your will for our lives this day and ask that your presence will be felt, dear Heavenly Father, as it was this morning in Sunday school. We still want your presence, Lord God, in the morning service, dear Heavenly Father. Father, when we look out and we see so many absent this morning, we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would hasten those along safely that are on their way, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of the Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would be with them, dear Father. It seems as though the enemy is trying to attack us, Lord God, but yes, we're going to stand true to your word, dear Father. Amen. We know, dear Lord, the stronger we get in thee and the more closer we get to thee, dear Heavenly Father, the enemy will try to attack, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, we're doing your will. And so, Father God in heaven, we ask that you strengthen us up, Lord God. Keep our anchor holding against the solid rock, dear Heavenly Father. Help us in the precious name of Jesus not to get weary, Lord God, and not to worry, dear Father, but to stand true to your word, dear Heavenly Father. Amen. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember those who are on their way, dear Lord, and we ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highway. We know Sister India and Little Infinity are on their way, dear Father, and ask that you would bless her and keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Allow her to arrive here safely this morning. Likewise, remember the Belton family, Lord God, as they're on their way, Lord God, and remember them, Lord God, with safe travels over the highway, Lord God, and knowing they're carrying, Lord God, precious cargo, Lord God, and their children, dear Heavenly Father. So we're just asking for traveling mercies that you would grant your people, Lord God, and remembering others, dear Heavenly Father. We don't see Sister Kiva this morning, and ask that you would remember her, Lord God. If she's on her way, Lord God, grant her traveling mercies likewise. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Holmes being online, dear Father, and ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. She was able to get out the past two Sundays, Lord God, and just not able to get out this Sunday, but we thank you, Lord God, that you've allowed her, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to get out and to see the saints of God and to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And Father, we just ask that you would continue to strengthen our sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, how you preserved her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, how she's still sharp in her mind, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know the body is wearing down, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you said, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. And we can see it in Sister Holmes, Lord God, because she's still
sharp in her mind, and she knows who she serves, dear Heavenly Father. She's not confused about that, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that and ask that you would bless our dear sister. Remember her family. Remember the care they give her, Lord God, and we ask your dear Father in the name of Jesus that you would bless them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray likewise that you remember our dear sister Webb this morning, Lord God. We're crying out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, dear Father, our sister's heart's desire is to be healed so she can be back in the house of the Lord. And all the enemy is attacking her in every way he can, dear Father. But Lord, we know her faith looks up to thee, dear Father, this morning. And in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you look down upon our sister with favor, Lord God. Lord, anoint her, dear Heavenly Father. We may not be there physically, Lord God, to anoint her with oil, but we ask that you anoint her in faith, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, she will rise up, Lord God, and be able, Lord God, to move about, dear Heavenly Father. And whatever this is, Lord God, that has invaded her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, rebuke it, dear Heavenly Father. She has declared herself to be a woman of God, dear Father. And so we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her husband by her side, Lord God. Mr. Alonzo, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him too, Lord God. Remember her children, her daughters, dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts too, Lord God. Remember her grands, dear Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for Sister Webb and ask that you would keep and encourage her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Let her know, Lord God, it's not only on Sunday morning we pray for her, Lord God, but we're praying throughout the week, dear Heavenly Father. We hear her testimony. We hear, Lord God, how she inspires us to run on for you, Lord God. And so we pray that she will be inspired by our testimonies to continue to fight on the good fight of faith. Father, likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, such a prayer and blessing upon our dear sister Carol. We know, Lord God, if she could, she'd be here, Lord God, but we know she's in the hospital, Lord God. And so we're asking, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you would go to her bedside, Lord God, and be with our dear sister, Lord God. We thank you for her and thank you for all that you have done for this dear sister, how you have blessed her, how you have been with her. Lord, you know her heart's desires for her family members, especially her brother, Lord God, to get saved, dear Heavenly Father, to learn to love you, Lord God, to come to you, dear Heavenly Father. And so we lift him up to you this morning. We lift up Frank, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, sometimes, Lord God, we know, dear Father, you might take us through something, Lord, to draw others to you, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, if that's what you're using these situations for, we ask you to use them to your glory and to your honor so that our loved ones, Lord God, will no longer be out of the ark of safety. Bless Sister Carol in every way she stands in need of, dear Lord. Remember Sister Regina, dear Father, this morning. Likewise, dear Father, bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Comfort her, Lord God, knowing, dear Father, that this is her sister, Lord God, and they've come close over the years, dear Heavenly Father. They travel together, Lord God, and they go to different places together. And so we pray for Sister Regina this morning, Lord God, that you would be with her and comfort her, Lord God. Let her not, dear Heavenly Father, worry, dear Father, or be upset, Lord God, but let her, Lord, trust in you, dear Father, this day. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you would remember Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God, and we thank you for this dear sister. We think of her often, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Be with her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her daughters and her son, dear Heavenly Father, and her grands, Lord God, in a special way. Thank you for Sister Sanders, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Strengthen her, Lord God, where she may be weak, and build her up where she may be torn down, and give her the victory over the enemy, Lord God, who is trying to destroy her home, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Ferris Day in Boston, Lord God, and remember her family, Lord God. And Sister Ferris Day is waiting for you to make a move, Lord God, and upon her heart, dear Father, that her paperwork, Lord God, for her background check will go through, dear Heavenly Father, so that she can start working, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, because we know you said in your word, if you don't work, you don't eat, dear Father. And so, Lord God, she wants to work in order to be able, Lord God, to do those things that you have said for her to be able to do. So bless her in every way she stands in need of, and we know she'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father, remember all those who have called in, Lord God, remembering Sister Ruth, Lord God, down in body, Lord, likewise, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to strengthen this dear sister. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God, and continue to strengthen her not only physically, Lord God, but even in her walk with you, Lord God. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able, Lord God, because we saw your mighty hand work this week, Lord God, in little Graceland, dear Father. How, Lord God, you took a five-year-old who had to have heart surgery, Lord God. And oh, my God in heaven, you massaged that heart, Lord God, and you allowed that child to go through that surgery. And, Lord, you blessed her to rise up. And then we saw pictures of her walking, Lord God, taking a walk, dear Heavenly Father, as if nothing had even happened. We thank you for that. Ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to look down upon little Graceland with favor. Remember her parents. Remember her grandparents, Lord God. And pray, dear Father, that if they don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, that they will cry out when they saw that miracle work, dear Heavenly Father, to know that you're able, Lord God. They called upon us to pray, Lord God. They called upon us through Brother Jackson, Lord God, and asked for prayer, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, the saints set aside their food and water, and the saints came together, Lord God, and on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father, lifting up our voices, Lord God, in praise and total praise to you, Lord God, knowing you are able to do all things but fail. And so, Lord God, when we saw the pictures of her, Lord God, and oh, we could see, Lord God, the smile on her face, Lord God, the joy, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for touching this five-year-old, Lord God. We know like you've touched little Grace and you're able to touch others, dear Heavenly Father. So we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember other children that are in the hospital, Lord God, that are suffering through some things, dear Father. Remember all those St. Jude's children, Lord God, that we see oftentimes on TV, Lord God, and many of them have cancer. Remember them, Lord, in a mighty way. Remember them, dear Heavenly Father. Look down upon them with favor. Remember their parents, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee this day. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise. You remember Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God, and ask a special prayer upon her, Lord God, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee. Pray, Lord God, that one day, Lord God, she would see fit to be able to come out, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of the Lord. Remember her sons, Lord God, Matthew and Monty, Lord God, and her son Michael, Lord God, and remember her grands and great-grands, Lord God. And oh, Father, we pray for the entire family and ask in the name of Jesus that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to settle within themselves, live or die. I am the Lord's. Father, we pray likewise this morning, dear Father, that you would remember Mr. Dalton. We don't see him as of yet, but Lord God, we trust he's on his way, Lord God. Remember him, Lord God. Remember his daughter Zen, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed, dear Father. You brought this child here into this world, and we're asking you in the name of Jesus that you would be with her. We know that she came in as a little preemie, dear Father, but we, Lord God, as far as we know, dear Father, that things are going well with her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless. Remember, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Ante Willis, dear Heavenly Father. Haven't seen him in few Sundays, Lord God, and pray for him, dear Heavenly Father. No, dear Heavenly Father, this is how the enemy works, Lord God, when you come to the Lord, dear Father. And then we began to miss out on services and began, dear Heavenly Father, to not be attentive to things, Lord God. It's easy for the enemy to slip back in, but we pray that you would be with him, Lord God, and speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord God, to lean upon the brethren that you have given him, Lord God, in this house of God, dear Heavenly Father, to get through whatever it is that he might be going through. Likewise, remember Brother Joseph. I haven't seen him in a few Sundays likewise either. And pray, Lord God, that you would speak to his heart. Remember Brother Robert and his family, Lord God, and pray that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, there's so many, Lord God, that are all upon our hearts, Lord God, that we've been calling out their names to you, Lord God. But Lord, we're not getting weary. We're not, dear Heavenly Father, giving up, dear Father, because we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would hear our humble cry this morning. Father God in heaven, we pray that you would send in souls, dear Heavenly Father, souls that want to be saved. You said you add to the church daily such as should be saved, Lord God. Add to the family of God here, Lord God, because Lord, we know, dear Father, you've given us the word. Help us to shore up our walk with you. Help us to know our anchor is in Jesus Christ. Help us in the name of Jesus to be all that you have called us out to be. Father, we thank you for this past week and how you blessed us, how you granted traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God. How you, Lord God, looked down upon us when our homes, dear Father, in our neighborhoods in which we live, dear Heavenly Father. You kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. You allowed nothing to befall us, and we thank you for that. Oh, yeah, we woke up. We have a little couple of aches and pains here, Lord God, and we know these are just that because of the old age that's setting in, but we thank you, Lord God. We still have the activity and use of our limbs. Yes. We still have our eyes to see, our ears to hear, dear Father, our arms, our mouths, dear Heavenly Father, our feet to be able to walk upon. You've blessed us immensely, Lord God, and we thank you for that. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, you remember our country, our world, and the condition in which it is in, Lord God. Remember all the unrest that's going on in our land right now, dear Father. Over one man, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, look at all the destruction, Lord God, that people are calling for, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would rebuke that, Lord God, and help people to understand, Lord God, that violence, dear Heavenly Father, and all these things, dear Father, is not a way to solve something, Lord God, but, Lord, to trust in you, dear Heavenly Father. You are the one that we trust in. You are the one that breathes into man the breath of life, dear Heavenly Father. And help us to realize that and recognize, Lord God, that you are no respecter of person. There's no one that is a God over you, dear Heavenly Father, but you are God of all mankind. Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that you remember hearts, remember minds, remember souls, Lord God. Help people to understand when they do wrong, dear Father. There are reaping days, reaping you, Father. God. You said we reap what we sow, dear Heavenly Father. So help mankind, dear Father, especially our lawmakers, especially those, dear Father, who sit, dear Father, in positions of authority, Lord God. Some of them believe they're exempt, dear Father, of the common laws of the land. But, Lord God, in heaven, they're not exempt from you, dear Father. Oh, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would have thine own way. Remember our president, our vice president, Lord God. Remember our lawmakers. Remember those that are in our judges, Lord God, and all the decisions that are made there in courthouses, Lord God. Remember our police departments, police officers, Lord God, and remember those in the emergency fields, our firemen, Lord God. Father, we just pray you remember souls everywhere, Lord God. Remember the neighbors around this congregation, this church, dear Heavenly Father. Special prayer and blessing for those who have lost loved ones, dear Father. We know there are so many, dear Father, that are among us that are in mourning, dear Father, and grieving, dear Heavenly Father, for the loss of loved ones. And so we lift them up to you, Lord God, the Holmes family, Lord God, the Jackson family, Lord God, the Horn family, Lord God, the Robinson family, Lord God. And oh, there may be others, Lord God, I may have failed to mention, Lord God, but remember them, Lord God, in their hour of bereavement. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for Sister Toria Jackson, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her, Lord God, and be with her in our spirit, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lift her up, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning as we enter into your house and gather in your name to worship thee. We come, Lord God, in holy submission to your will, dear Heavenly Father. We come, Lord God, and we lay it all down at the altar of sacrifice, praise, knowing, dear Heavenly Father, that you are the one that allows us to be here. You are the one that woke us up this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would have thine own way in the services. Remember Brother PJ, Lord God, I reached out to him the other day, Lord God, and missing a lot of service, Lord God, but I pray, Lord God, that he will find his way to the house of the Lord today, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray for souls everywhere, and we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, speak to hearts, speak to minds, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know, dear Father, these are the signs of the last days, dear Heavenly Father, when people will not endure sound doctrine, but they will reap unto themselves all these things of the world, of the earth, dear Heavenly Father. They'll be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of your eternal word. Help us, Lord God, not to get that mindset, Lord God, but help us to keep our mind stayed upon thee. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services. Remember Sister Blake, I thank you for her this morning and all that you've done for this dear sister and all that thou art doing, and ask that you you would continue to look down upon her with favor, not forgetting Sister Lillian, Lord God. I know, Lord God, she's ailing in body likewise, dear Father, but she's on the phone, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for her, Lord God, and ask your blessings be upon her in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her sweet spirit, Lord God. Even when we hear her voice on Wednesday night, we hear how strong, dear Heavenly Father, she is. Father, she's not complaining, Lord God, and she just explains, Lord God, that she's a little weak in her body, but Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. She's fervent in spirit, Lord God. She still loves you, Lord God. She still wants to be in the services, Lord God, but she's just not physically able, Lord God, and you know that, dear Heavenly Father. So we pray that you strengthen her where she may be weakened and build her up where she may be torn down. Thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister, and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, likewise for Sister Millicent, and ask that you would bless her too, Lord God, and as she leads the devotional service, we just thank you for that and ask your blessings upon this dear sister. Now have thine own way. Remember Sister Melita back in the media room, Lord God, and we thank you for her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, as she draws in those who are calling in to hear the word of God. Have thine own way, Lord God, remembering all of our ushers, Lord God, and remember our trustees, dear Father. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God, and we're just afraid we're going to forget someone, dear Father, but remember all of your people, Lord God, our brothers and sisters that are not even in this congregation. Remember them this morning as they gather in your name to worship thee, Lord God. Remember us all, dear Heavenly Father. A special prayer for the house of God here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. We love you, Lord God, and we want you to know that, dear Heavenly Father. Remembering Brother Sammy Mann as he comes to my mind, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family likewise. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning. There's so much to pray about, but we know there's a prayer coming up later on. So, Lord, we're going to give way, dear Heavenly Father, to that and ask, dear Heavenly Father, as we come in your house, gather in your name to worship thee, dear Heavenly Father, that you will receive the glory and the honor for all that is said and done, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Have thine own way. Remember Sister Smith, Lord God, as she's coming to mind, dear Heavenly Father. Brother Levester Jackson, Lord God, that's sitting here in the sanctuary this morning. We just thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would bless. Hasten along others. Bring them along to the house of God. And in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We turn in our worship of the Lord to page 223. He is Lord. 223.
I know he is Lord.
Open us up this morning and gotten us started on our way. Blessings unto each and every one of us. He is Lord.
He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every
Peace.
Praise our God. He is Lord. Glory to God this morning.
Amen.
Amen for being Lord.
Amen.
And we can say he is Lord and God of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the privilege of serving him.
Amen.
Thank God for the privilege of surrendering our lives to him. And he said, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
What a beautiful promise.
Amen.
To us. He's not going to leave us. So it behooves us not to leave him.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for his goodness. It's good to be in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
Even as there are those who are not able to be present, who are on our hearts.
Amen.
And on our minds. But we know that God knows.
Amen.
And even though the Lord is here with us, he's also with them.
Yes,
he is. And so we continue to consider them and pray for them.
Amen.
We give honor this morning to our pastor.
Thank God for her.
Thank God for all that he has done. We ask the Lord to touch her in her body. Strengthen her, touch her foot. She will, because we know that she's going to stand and proclaim the word of God, whether it's in pain or not in pain, in sunshine or rain, she's still going to proclaim the word of God. And so we just thank God for her. We thank God for her faithfulness and what an example that she is to this congregation. As we continue to lift her up in prayer. Again, good to be in the house of God and going to look into the Word of God for our responsive reading.
Amen.
Our responsive reading is found in Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6. Thank God for his Word, because we know that all of God's word is profitable for us.
Amen.
Whether Old Testament or New Testament.
Amen.
And we know that God gives his spirit that our minister can rightly divide it, gives us understanding through his spirit.
Amen.
That we can rightly divide it, that we can know, we can search the scriptures and know whether these things are so by his spirit. So again, we're reading in Micah chapter 6, going to read verses 1 through 8. Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Thank God for his word. We know that the Old Testament, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. So even the law, even the Old Testament points to Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Because it gives us the pattern.
Yes.
For the church.
Amen.
Micah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, reading responsively. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice.
Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel.
O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me.
For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord.
Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old?
Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Together, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
Amen.
Thank God. The Lord shows us what we must do. He gives us light for how to walk. We don't have to stumble in darkness. Thank God for his word. Thank God for all that he has done for us, all that we know he's able to do in his will. At this time, we'll ask if there are requests for prayer, and we thank God. We thank God for the spirit of prayer. We thank God for the prayer that he gave to Pastor Jenkins at the beginning of service. We thank God for that spirit-filled prayer. Thank God. We're so glad that God does not tire of hearing from his children, because he knows that we have needs. And he has told us to pray without ceasing. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Continue to remember Sister Carol. I called her just before service was beginning, and the cardiologist had just come into the room to talk with her. So. Continue to remember her in prayer. You know, God is able. Nothing too hard for him. Other requests? Sister Smith? Amen. So I said, remember those who even press their way, who are afflicted in the body, but press their way, and remember the children. Sister Holmes? Sister Holmes?
Yes, I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to hear the message this morning and for others as well.
Amen. Brother Jackson, I saw your hand. Yes. Yes. Amen. So remember, Brother Jack, remember Brother Jackson's daughter, Jada, who will be going in for a procedure this week on the 15th. God would go before her, be with her. Brother Robert. Amen. Remember Brother Robert's family, much in prayer, his whole family, and in particular Micah, all of his daughters, his companion as well, his mother-in-law, his brothers-in-law, each and every one. Remember Pastor Jenkins, the Lord would touch her. The Lord would give her relief, even in her body. The Lord would bless, relieve the pain in her foot. She stands before us. We thank God for her faithfulness. Other requests?
Sister Blake, thank you for your prayers for the McCauley family. The two daughters are doing much better.
Amen.
But still need our prayers. The son, from he had COVID,
mm-hmm.
and so COVID has affected his limbs and things like that. So it looks like he's paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
So remember him much in prayer. In his 50s, I think it is. And so remember him much in prayer. He's down. He's not able to work, but he had COVID back when it was really bad, and so now it's having these effects on his body. Likewise, remember his mother. She's caring for her mother, who's in her 90s, so remember her much in prayer. Continue to remember Sister Toya. Continue to remember Sister Webb, who reached out to us today, saying that she woke up this morning and she couldn't walk. And so just remember her much in prayer. Likewise, Sister India's on her way. Remember her. Sister Kiva, I know Brother Joseph tried to call me, but, I'm in service, so I'm not sure what he needs, but remember him much in prayer.
Hey.
And those we don't see that normally are here. Brother Mann's daughter, Karen, is online, so remember her.
Amen.
In a special way.
Amen. You know each one of pastors' requests.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Sister Maria said, continue to remember her and thank the Lord. She thanks the Lord for our prayers. Brother Byron. Amen. Amen. Brother Byron, his family, his wife's family also, that side of the family, much in their prayers and in their bereavement. Amen. Sister Maria said, we continue to remember the McDaniel family in their bereavement. The funeral was the end of last week, so remember them much in prayer. Also remember the Harris family. A friend of mine, her husband died. His name is Jack Harris. He was a deputy sheriff for Franklin County. Remember that family in prayer. I believe that funeral is, I believe, the 15th of this month, and I believe that I read, according to the obituary, it's be at First Church. I don't know if they went there or not, but so remember that. Remember the Harris family. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita, ask that Brother Brandon be remembered in prayer. He'll be going back to work since the birth of their son. And he'll be traveling also. So remember him. The Lord will give traveling mercies. Remember Sister Chanel. She's already returned to her job. Begins a new job. And remember Melita and her companions. They'll be looking after a baby. So remember them, remember that family much in prayer. Remember our children also. Sister Smith said, we miss them when they're not here. All the Jenkins children, remember that family much in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Millicent. Remember Grayson. We thank God for what he's done for Tim's little five-year-old daughter, Grayson, the heart surgery that God brought her through. And she's, they had her up and walking down the hallway. So we said we just thank God for his goodness and for his power that manifested just before our very eyes. That should strengthen our faith even more, to know that God is a prayer-answering God.
Likewise, thank you for your prayers for Sister Francine, and thank God for touching her in her body and trusting that as she goes along that things will start getting better for her. So we thank God for that. And let's not forget Sister India and Little Infinity. Her surgery's coming up later on this month.
Yeah.
I can't remember the date of it. I think it's
28th, I think.
Okay, 28th. I was supposed to be 26, but I still remember her much in prayer.
Yeah.
And also, there's someone else that has having surgery. My cousin in Cleveland, she's having surgery. I think it is the 26th.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm getting mixed up. So remember her.
Amen.
Much in prayer.
Amen. For this request. All general requests. Amen.
Sister Sanders down in
Florida. Yes, yes. Sanders from Florida as well. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank God. We know he's able. After the hymn of meditation, Brother Byron, the Lord is leading me to call you to come before us in prayer. If you have a special need, you can come to an altar. You can bow before an altar and stand where you are. But you have a special need. The Lord implores us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might receive the help that we need.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 469? 469. Have thine own way, Lord.
Thank the Lord. Have a privilege to come before you and offer up a prayer. Ask each and every one of you to be agreed as we go before the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as we come before thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you.
Amen.
For allowing us the privilege to be able to come before your throne.
Amen.
And be able to bow our hearts and bow our minds and bow our spirits before thee, realizing that thou art God and thou art the Almighty God. We ask that thou would bless this day and look down with favor upon your people.
Yes.
and those that have gathered around your throne. Here with me, we ask that thou would honor the many requests that you have heard. I know you know them all, and I believe they're all that I can remember, Father. But we ask that you would honor them according to how they were brought before thee. And we truly want to say thank you this day for the strength you have given each and every one of us to be able to be present in the house of God. And we ask you to remember those that are present and listening over the networks and over the phone services. We ask that thou would honor their request as well.
Yeah.
Truly thankful for them. Some would be here if they could. But we realize that there is some sickness and some ailing in bodies and some just up in age that you have been with a long time, but you know their pain and you know their going in and out, and you realize they did what they could when they could. So we truly thank you for Sister Holmes and knowing that she's listening in with a fervent spirit. The body has taken toll over the time of years, and you know all about that, but we ask that thou would comfort her and continue to be with her, guide and strengthen her, and see her through. We love her, Father, and we love all that she brings and the knowledge and wisdom that you have given her down through the years to strengthen each and every one of us. So we're truly thankful for her this morning. And we ask that you remember her in a special way and likewise her family that takes care of her and sees her through. We ask that thou would continue to remember many others that were spoken of. Some in the hospital, Sister Carol, as I did not know, but sounds like she is going through another battle. A cardiologist, someone with the heart, I believe. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. We ask that thou would strengthen her, dear Father, and allow her faith to continue to look up to thee. Because we know thou art able to do all things. So we ask that thou would bless her in a mighty way and continue to guide and direct her and see her through and let her know that. And as she knows that we're praying for her, with mighty spirit, we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Likewise, we're thankful to see Brother Roberts here this morning. We ask that thou remember him in a special way and remember his family, the whole family. He spoke of Micah, but we ask that thou bless her in a way. We ask that thou would look down upon him with favor and continue to guide and direct and speak to his heart and mind, allow him to run on and continue and endure to the end of this great salvation you have set before him. So we ask that thou bless him in a mighty way. And likewise, remember Sister Melita, who came out and gave a request for her family and her loved ones and those that will be traveling and doing different things and having the new one in their lives that you've given them. They need a little help, so we ask that thou remember them in a special way. And likewise, I saw Brother Pierre this morning, was able to shake his hand, hadn't seen him for a while. And actually, you had me text him 2 days ago, didn't know I would see him today. So I'm thankful to know that he was on my mind, and you allowed me to see him this morning. So I ask that you'd bless him. Don't forget this young man.
Amen.
I ask it of thee, Father.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, Father in heaven, bless us.
Father, he lost someone special in his life.
Yes.
And so did I, and so did we.
Yes.
So we just ask that you will continue to bless.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Continue to guide. And strengthen him. Strengthen all of us. There's been bereavement in our families. You know all about it. I'm not telling you anything new and that you haven't foreseen, Father. Just ask that you would remember the brokenhearted. Remember my companions. Look down with faith. Amen. Thankful to see Sister Smith here. I ask that you remember her in a special way. Look down with favor upon her. We're thankful for the request for young people. Realize that young people need thee. Young people need thee early in life. So we ask that you remember her requests. We see young people taken advantage of these days. And
amen.
Realize that you said it'd be in the days of Noah where men would be just using people and using young women and using young children at their will. You see that taking place. So we're thankful that she always puts a request in for young people. We truly want to pray for those that you've allowed us to teach and guide and direct. Truly the Jenkins family, Matthew and London and Haley and Jasmine, our young people, Grant and Olivia, we realize they need thee early in their lives. So when they grow up in this life, they'll have some strength in thee. So we ask that thou remember them in a special way. Likewise, thankful to see Sister Maria here this morning and ask that you remember her and as she's pregnant with child, we ask that thou continue to strengthen the body and remember her her companion by her side. And likewise, the two younger boys, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. Thankful for Brother Levester being here and continue to remember his family. Remember his daughter Jada, he spoke of in a special way. That she has a procedure possibly coming up, so we ask that thou remember that. Oh, Father, we thank you for all your goodness and your current kindness and your mercy unto us. Realize you see all things and know all things, and you know them before we ask. But you've asked us to come before thee, that we would show faith and that we would show faith in thee and obedience to thee. So we're before thee with prayer and asking that thou would hear from on high. Likewise, Sister Millicent being here this morning, Father. We're thankful for her in a special way. Likewise, we ask that thou remember her many requests for different families, herself and other families, no doubt. And likewise, Minister Jenkins this morning, we ask that thou will continue to bless her and strengthen her and guide and direct and see her through. We're thankful for this watchman and we're thankful for how you have blessed her and gave her unto us. And we ask that you would strengthen her foot as she stands upon it. You know all about it, Father. You know about how Paul had affliction in the side, kept him humble before thee.
Amen.
If it's a humble thing to allow her to be able to press on through, you know all about it.
Amen.
And your grace is sufficient for her. And your grace is sufficient for all of us.
Amen.
So we're truly thankful. Likewise, we're thankful to see Sister Blake here and continue to bless her and see her through it. Whatever she stands in need of, I don't remember a special request, but we know that she truly looks to thee for all her strength and all her guidance.
Amen.
And whatever you give her, we ask that thou would continue to bless her even in her exhortation after the message. Give her strong exhortation to share with us, but we're thankful for her and pray that thou will continue to bless her. Likewise, we're thankful for Brother Tony. Don't know if he's come in yet or not, but we ask that thou remember him in a special way.
Amen.
We ask that thou continue to look down upon him with favor as he goes in and out and to and fro. Continue to bless him, strengthen him in your word. Allow him to know that he needs to continue to study and show himself approved before thee, just like each and every one of us. So strengthen him in your word, dear Father. And continue to allow him to hear and enjoy his comments when he makes those, even when through the Bible study. I enjoyed some of the questions he had to ask and some of the comments he made. So we're truly thankful, dear Father, this day. If there's any I'm forgetting to pray about, you heard of all the bereavement. You've heard of the sickness. Sister Webb, in a special, special way, unable to take steps this morning. But I know you're able, Father. I'm standing here because you're able.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Just have their faith to look up to thee.
Amen.
It took faith. It took faith. Those saints of God, it took faith. So have mercy.
Amen.
Remember your church.
Amen. Bless you.
Bless your people.
Amen.
See us through. In these perilous times, Father, we realize that all's going on, much is going on in the world. But have us to not be of the world. Have us to not be concerned with the things
yes.
of the world. Have us to be concerned of what is holy and what is unholy.
Yes, Lord.
What is clean and what is unclean.
Yes.
Have us to be concerned with the things
yes.
of God.
Amen.
That you may look down upon us with favor. And that our lives would be a sweet smelling savor unto thee.
Praise
now God. Guide and direct us through. Have thine own divine way in this service this day. And let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in your dear son's name. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, my soul. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless your name. Oh, praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month, so the special offering is for the building fund. And as we file by, we may place the offering for the building fund in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, for hearing, dear God. Lord, you hear, Lord, you even hear our hearts, dear God, even before our mouths speaketh. Lord, your word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And Lord, when there's righteousness and purity in the heart, dear God, that's what is spoken, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for the prayers that have been rendered thus far today, dear Father. We know, dear God, that your spirit, dear God, has given utterance, dear Father. And we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, where our hearts have felt, dear God, in agreement, Lord, with your spirit, Lord, as the prayers have gone forth. We just thank you, Lord. And we pray, dear God, your blessings, dear Father, upon Brother Byrene. Pray, Lord, that you would be with him, bless him, strengthen him, dear God. For, Lord, we are persuaded, Lord, that he and Pastor Jenkins, Lord, are chosen vessels unto thee, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, how you use them, dear Father. Lord, and manifest your spirit in them, dear God, that we might be blessed as your people.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, a double portion, dear God, of your spirit be upon Pastor Jenkins and upon Brother Byrene, dear God. in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, dear God, in thee. Lord, even as we come to you now, dear God, asking, Lord, for you to receive these offerings, dear God. Lord, we ask your anointing upon all of your people, dear God. Lord, I ask, Lord, an interest in, Lord, your anointing, dear Father. Lord, that you might use me, dear God, according to your will. Lord, we thank you, dear God, to ask, Lord, your anointing upon the ushers, dear Father. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, upon our choir director, Lord, upon the media department, dear Father. Lord, our custodian, dear God. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, upon each and every one, dear Father. Everyone who is present, dear God, and those who had a desire to be present but were not able, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us, dear God, even to receive your word, dear God. And, Lord, even as we bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use them to your glory and your honor. For, Lord, truly, Lord, we bring them, dear God, with willing hearts, dear God, willing hearts and willing minds, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that they would be used and even multiplied, dear God, according to your divine will. Lord, that you might be glorified in all things. Lord, that your mighty power might be manifested. Lord, that others might know, dear God, that in you, Lord, we are rich, dear God, through your spirit. And, Lord, we're not talking about money, dear God, but we're talking about, dear God, through righteousness. And so we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, Lord, by which you have made us rich, dear God, in thee. Have your way, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing, Lord. Receive us again, Lord, receive these offerings, Lord, and use them according to your will, dear God. Give us wisdom, dear Father, about their use. Lord, that you might be shown to this old dark world. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 The Lord's our rock, in him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. Adore whatever ill betide. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is our in a weary land. A weary land. A weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, day by day defense by night. A shelter in the time of storm. No fear's alarm, no fear's affright. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land. Weary land, oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us be, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land. A weary land, oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're told in the Word of God, it's a passage that says, ye who are weary, rest with us.
Amen.
Because truly we found a rest in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So if there are any who are listening who are weary, weary of laboring on in sin, weary of seeking self and finding no satisfaction, come to Jesus. He's a rock in a weary land and a shelter in the time of storm. These are stormy times. These are stormy days. These are perilous times. But Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Thank God. Shall we stand for a word of prayer before our pastor comes before us? Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank you for all that he has done for us, all he has provided for us. But most of all, he's provided his word. He provided his son, who was his word made flesh and dwelt among us. And we need to receive his word. We need to receive his son. So we're going to pray as the word goes forth that it will go forth in Spirit's power through our pastor.
Amen.
And that we will receive it.
Praise our God.
Believe it. Walk in it. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, once again, thanking you, Lord, for your spirit manifested in the service thus far, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for the prayers, Lord, that have ascended to your throne. We thank you, dear God, for the songs of praise to thee, dear God, for truly you are worthy. And how we pray, dear God, your anointing, dear God, upon this side of the service. We pray, dear God, that you would bless and anoint our pastor, dear God. Touch her, Lord, from head to toe, dear God. Lord, that she might be strengthened, dear God, to preach your word, Lord, which we need every day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us, dear God, to receive your word, dear Father, realizing, dear God, that it was not sent for naught, dear God, but that it might do good, dear Father, in our souls, that it might build us up, dear Father, Lord, that it might nourish us. And, Lord, for those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, that it might speak peace, Lord, to our hearts who do not know peace. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, in this service. And, Lord, that you might be glorified even through your word. And, Lord, that your son, the light through the light of your word, that your son might be shown to someone who is sitting in darkness. Have your way, Lord, and truly, Lord, we will give you all glory and all praise as we ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus. Amen. Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord. Good to see you, Sister Kiva. Been praying for you, and thank God for you being here. Thank God for all that he has done. Thank God, as Sister Blake said, for the beautiful prayers the Lord has blessed, and the beautiful prayer he gave Brother Byrene, heartfelt prayer. Thank God, because saints, we're, and even the song, as Sister was, the last song, a shelter in this time of storm. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, and our land is weary right now. We're seeing so much turmoil on every hand, and the saints of God, we've got to be strengthened in our faith to run on for the Lord. We got to be strengthened to know that God is still with us, amen? We don't need to get weary in these times, because God needs a strong people that continue to run on for him. This is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to wear us down so much that we get weary. But God doesn't want us to be weary. He wants us to trust him, and he'll bring us through. As brother was praying, and I thought about what he said for Sister Carol and Sister Webb as he was praying, and we heard our strong sister on Wednesday night how she's desiring to be able to get back out to the house of the Lord. And then she woke up this morning and not able to move. And I heard brother say in his prayer, he said, Lord, I know that you're able because I'm standing here. So God is able. So we don't doubt him. He's able.
He'll bring our sister Webb through. He'll bring our sister Carol through. And saints of God, I don't want you to get weary. Don't look around and say, well, Sister Renee, does many have not showed up to church? That's all right. Let us continue to press on for the Lord. Press on, because the Bible tells us that these are the last days. Man will be lovers more pleasure, not those that are not here because they're sick or they're not able. Sister Lillian, the same thing. Press on. Don't get worried, Sister Lillian. God is able to touch and heal you. God is able to give you the strength you need to be able to rise up, because we serve a God that's able to do all things but fail. We're living in a time right now when you look around, you come in, you may say, oh, I see empty pews. That's all right. Because it's God, I've shared this with you before, it's God's responsibility to fill up this house of God. He said he adds daily. As long as we preach the word, we be instant in season, out of season. But he said there will come a time where sound doctrine won't be. They will not endure it. People don't want to hear sound doctrine. But they'll heap after themselves teachers having itchy ears. So we're teaching truth and the word of God. I don't have time to teach fables. I have time to teach what thus saith the Lord. Amen. I'm going to stand. I want you to stand with me. You see me going in the wrong direction, come, call me back. Sister Renee, stay back where God would have us to be. Truly, we thank the Lord for the devotional service. I thank the Lord for Sister Blake, giving honor to her and to this congregation that God has blessed us to be a part of. In our hearing this morning, we read Micah, the 6th chapter, the 1st verse through the 8th verse. We've been in this series here, and truly the Lord has blessed us with this series on serving others for the glory of God. And as we read in Micah, the 6th chapter, we were reading down, and we saw where he said, and Micah said in the word of God, he said, hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and you strong fountain foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people. And I believe, saints of God, God has a controversy today with people and how they are living. How they're living outside of the will of what God would have for them to live. But let us look at verse 8 of Micah, the 6th chapter, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. And I thank you for your prayers for me and for my foot. And as brother said in the prayer, and I thank God for it, remind me of Paul in the word of God, that if this is the thorn in the flesh, the Lord would have for me to have to keep me humble at his feet. My heart says amen, because I want to be humble in everything that I do for the Almighty God. Never get lifted up in my spirit, because it is God that worketh through me. I'm not able to do this without the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord bless. Verse 8 of Micah 6 says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, serving others for the glory of God. On last Lord's Day, we left off with Paul's words to the saints at Corinth. In 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, in verse 6, where Paul says these words. He said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You see, what Paul is conveying here to us is that we shall reap in proportion to what we sow. God takes notice of the way that we give. And if we give generously, he rewards us generously as well. If we give little, we will receive little in return. You see, Luke 3, 11 says these words. It says, he answereth and saith unto them, praise our God. He that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. And he that has meat, let him do likewise. You see, we have a social responsibility, saints of God, to help out others. That's how we serve God. That's how we serve others. When we're serving to the glory and honor of God, when we know someone else has a need, and we may have two coats, we may have two pairs of shoes or three pairs of shoes, four pairs of shoes, that we may not even be wearing some of those shoes. But the word says he answereth and saith unto them, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none, and he that has meat, let him do likewise. And in Luke 6, verse 30, we are told these words. It says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and to him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Oh, when we give for someone that comes and asks us, saints of God, we don't turn around and ask them to give us back, but we give because God has blessed us to be able to give. My only concern for those who come and ask for God to give is, will you give God some time of yours? Will you come and hear God's word so that God can minister to your soul, that you may be able to have all the things that you stand in need of? He goes on and said in verse 31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank? He's talking about what credit have ye for sinners? Also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. Oh, saints of God, we've got to go far above and beyond what the sinner man does. He went on to say, and if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies and do good, and lend hoping for nothing again. You see, saints of God, there are times when we lend out money or give to somebody. The word of God is telling us to lend it hoping for nothing again. You may not see it again, but you may give it and say, I'm giving it to the glory and honor of God. I'm giving it because the Lord has showed me to give it to you. And you may not get it back, so don't look for it. He went on to say, your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, you see, the more we give, the more we will receive. Our gift-giving must always come from a heart that is happy, glad, that's free, that's not reluctant or from a sense of compulsion or obligation that I've got to give. Just look at his promise in verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 9. Look at what God says there, what Paul says there. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that ye also have all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. You see, this is letting us know that we need not fear poverty if we give much, because God is able to increase his supply. He's able to ensure that we still have more than what we need. How many have found that to be so in this life? Oh, saints of God, there is a threefold result of our giving. The poor are helped, and we, the givers, are blessed, and God is glorified in all that you and I do. You may say, Sister Renee, I give all the time, but are we doing it in a willing and cheerful way to the glory and honor of God? You see, we can give a generous amount, but we can do it grudgingly. Or we can grudge give, saying, oh, I have to give. Or they're always needing something. Or we can give out of a duty, saying, I don't want to, but I will. You see, this is giving, but your heart is not really in it. The Bible tells us in the 50th division of Psalms, verse 10, these words. He said, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. You see, it all belongs to God anyway. None of us is in a give, and none of us in our giving can outgive what God has already done. He is the one who gives joyfully. He is the one who gives without demanding a response. The one who is ready to give us more than you and I have ever expected. How many have found that to be so? God doesn't want our possessions. He doesn't need them. He wants you and me. The Lord is a cheerful giver, ready to bless each and every one of us so that we can be a blessing to someone else. You see, as children of God, we are commanded to help one another. Turn with me to Galatians, the 6th chapter, and look at what it says in the Word of God. Starting there in verse 9 of that scripture reading, look at what Paul is saying there to the saints at Galatia. He said, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Oh, we were just talking about weary just in the prayer and then sister in her exhortation. He said, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. He said, as we have therefore opportunities, listen to these words, saints of God. Look at what the Bible is saying to you and I. He said, therefore, he said, as we have opportunity, and God has presented many opportunities to each and every one of us to help out someone. One else. Every day of our lives, there's an opportunity for you and I to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, giving is not only monetary, but giving can be given of our time, maybe to sit down with somebody and to be able to read the Word of God with them. Say, sit down and pray with somebody to give an understanding of what thus saith the Lord. He said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Think about it, saints of God. We have a responsibility first and foremost to the brothers and sisters in this household of faith. If we have a brother and sister that is struggling, it is up to you and I to hold up that brother and sister and help out with that burden. God wants it to be that way. And then he goes on to say, you see how large a letter Paul says, I have written unto you, he said, unto you with mine own hand. Oh, Paul was speaking to them and letting them know there are things that God wants you and I to do first and foremost in the household of faith. Why? Because he told us in another passage of scripture, he said, I will supply all of your need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And then David in the Psalms went on to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not one, for he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, saints of God, we are our brother's keeper. We have a responsibility to each other here in the house of God. And if you are in need, you need to say something so that the saints will know to be able to help out. Oh, this is not about somebody taking advantage of the people of God. This is not us, because as brothers and sisters, we don't take advantage of people. Praise our God. But all things are done to the glory and honor of God. Not only does God want us to take care of the household of faith first, but we are also called upon to help those who are less fortunate than we are, those that are not a part of this family of God. Let us never feel that it is a burden, or that we are giving too much to those who come to the house of God for food, because we do not see them come to Sunday services. They are receiving more from God than what you and I can imagine, saints. God is using us to spread the good news to them, not only through the spiritual messages that Brother Byrene and Sister Blake preach at the food pantry, but through the tracts that Brother and Sister Blake put into the boxes. When the people come to pick up the boxes, they see the expressions on our faces. If we show them God's love through our actions, we might win them to Christ Jesus. I know that many are only coming to receive food. And the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, the 1st chapter in verse 9, and there is no new thing under the sun. You see, they did the same thing in Jesus' time. We are told in John 6, verse 26, these words from Christ Jesus, our Lord, and what he said unto them. See, Jesus knew what they came for. And saints of God, we know that there's nothing that's new and nothing that's changed. Look at what he says there in verse 26 of John 6. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles. Oh, my, my, my. He went on to say, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Oh, saints of God, people are seeking out. They'll come here to the church just to receive the food. But Jesus went on and said, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him has the Father sealed. Praise our God. You see, sometimes we get it all wrong. We're tempted to focus on, am I being taken advantage of? Am I my brother's keeper to the man on the street? But according to the word of God, we are our brother's keeper. Sometimes we find ourselves saying, why doesn't their family or someone else help them? But why don't we? We say we have the love of God. We say we are God's children. We say we are blessed. We say we are rich in love. We say truly God is good, and yes, God is. Then why don't you and I help out? Let us remember, Jesus did not pass the buck, so to speak, unto someone else. But Jesus said these words in Matthew 25, verse 40. He said, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, he said, you have done it unto me. Praise God. We're told in Proverbs 21, verse 13, whosoever stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Here we read of God taking up the cause of the poor. Oh, saints of God. This is among the most powerful calls from God for us to hear, to help those who are poor. God wants us to help them out. This passage of scripture lets us know that if we close our ears to the cries of the poor, then God says he'll close his eyes to you and me. Turn with me to Luke, the 10th chapter. You Bible students know the story of the Good Samaritan. This parable teaches us that our neighbors are beyond our neighborhoods. In verse 30, it says, and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. We're seeing that happening in our day and time right now. He said, and by chance, there came down a certain priest. See, this was a religious man that came by. A certain priest said that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Saints of God, the world is watching you and I. They're watching our actions and how we say we are children of God. And they see everything that we do. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I didn't ask him the one. No. But when you tell someone you are a child of God, all the devil zeroes right in on that. Why? Because it's his job to make you out to be a liar. It's his job to try to convince someone that you're not what you say you are. But look at here, it tells us specifically, and this is Jesus speaking. He said, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, meaning he went on the other side of the street. He neglected to do what God would have for him to do. And likewise, a Levite, oh, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Saints of God, let's not let a sinner man have more compassion on a soul than you and I. Let us have the compassion God would have for us to give. He said, and when he came and he went to him and said, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his way, his own beast. and brought him to an end and took care of him. Think of the kindness that he showed. Think of all the compassion that he showed this man. And he spoke about this was a Samaritan. He said, and on the morrow, when he departed, my. He said, on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more than more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Oh, he went in there and he told them, let them know that if what I'm giving you is not enough, I want you to go ahead and take care of his care, whatever he needs. And when I come back through, I'll make sure you get what you deserve from what you did to help him out. He said, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Oh, saints of God. See, it was God's grace to let him to show mercy to each and every one of us. And as God's children, we've got to show mercy to souls in our world today. It behooves us to likewise show mercy to those who are less fortunate. We don't need to walk on the other side of the street and think that someone is less than someone else. No. Oh, mankind, every soul is a soul in the eyes of Almighty God. We may not want to get our hands dirty. We may say, well, Lord, I don't know if they're gonna knock me in the head or whatever. This is not saying you walk down the street and open up your wallet. This is not what Jesus is saying. And you set yourself at pray for someone to come up and rob you. That is not what he's saying. But if you have and you're able to give, there are many times that I've been driving down the street and I see people. I saw a young lady. I was on my way home. And she was down on the street, and she was standing down there, and she was digging in a trash can. And, oh, I said to her, are you hungry? And she said, yes. And I said to her, I directed her, I said, well, you can go in here, and I'll pay for your food. It was at Tim Horton. And she said, no, I want to go across the street and eat at McDonald's. And I said, okay. I guess you know she was choice about what she wanted to eat. And I took her into that McDonald's. I let her go in, and I went in there. I went in there with her. And when I got in there, the lady in the McDonald's, and I believe I've shared this maybe before with you, they wanted her to leave and get out. See, saints, I don't know what she had done prior to that. I don't know how she had been in there, maybe disturbing their patrons or whatever. But I said to the young lady, she's with me. I'm purchasing a meal for her. Oh, she looked stunned at it. She looked as if the young woman had done something. And no, I saw the mercy of God upon me. I saw how God had been so good to me to see right here in America a young person inside of a trash can, saints of God. I've seen it before, even in my own neighborhood, down at the filling station, a young man going through the trash can and drinking, you know, the leftover drinks that people have thrown in the trash can. And I said to him, I said, sir, get out of the trash can. What do you want to eat? And he wanted to go down at that time, too, to the local McDonald's. I took him down there. I'm saying this to the glory and honor of God. No praise upon me, because it's because of God in me that is working through me to help someone that is less fortunate than I am. And I thank God that he's afforded me to be able to do that. And I want to be able to help souls to come to Jesus Christ, and maybe through the love and kindness and goodness that we're able to do so. I thank God for that, because God has given each and every one of us that gift, saints of God. You may be sitting here saying, well, Sister Renee, I'm trying to figure out what God would have for me to do. There are many souls on the street right now that God would have for us. Not all about monetary gifts. It may not serve us a good purpose to give someone money who's standing on the street corner, who may look like they appear to be on drugs, but it may be good for us to say, I'll meet you at the local McDonald's or over at Arby's or whatever's on that street there, and go in and purchase their meal for them. Praise our God. Allowing them to be able to have some food to eat, or maybe even take a time out of your schedule and just go to a local place and buy some boxes of chicken and go up and down the street serving others to the glory and honor of God. Oh, you'll see how God can bless you. Thank the Lord. There's less fortunate all around us, saints of God. praise our God. We can give thanks to God that he allows us. We don't have to walk on the other side of the street when we see him, but we can walk down that street and we can share with them the love of Almighty God. We don't have to be like this priest in this story, but let us be like the Good Samaritan that was able to give and then turn around and gave and placed him up in a place and said, I will repay you for whatever it is that you spend on this individual. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, it was God's grace that led him to show mercy to each one of us. It behooves us to likewise show mercy to those who are less fortunate than you and I. Then there are thanksgiving, which says, I want to give thanks. I want to be a part of anything that will glorify and honor the kingdom of God. I want to be a part of anything that will draw souls to him. Praise our God. When we give cheerfully, we are showing where our affections are truly placed. And when we give, we won't walk away sorrowful as the rich young man, that the rich ruler in Luke, the 18th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what it says in verse 18 of that scripture reading. I know, saints of God, you know these scriptures quite well, but these are the scriptures that the Spirit of the Lord gave me. And so let me share them with you. He went on to say there in verse 18 of Luke 18, he says these words, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth. You know, saints of God, there are a lot of people today that are still walking around saying, well, I keep the Ten Commandments, but they're not doing all that God would have for them to do. He went on to say, and he said, all these have I kept from my youth. This is the rich young ruler. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. And look at what he tells him. He says, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor. He didn't say, go give it to the rich. He said, distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he heard this, this is the rich young ruler, when he heard what Jesus had said, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. My. Is Jesus speaking about our day and time, saints of God? We're living in it right now. There are some that are very rich and won't even stoop down to help out someone that's less fortunate. He said, and when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, you think about it, he said he was very sorrowful. He said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. See, these are hindrances in life right now that we're seeing. Many are not going to give up their riches to come to Almighty God. Many are not going to sell all that they have to come to serve Almighty God. No, because their riches mean more to them than their soul. That's why Jesus said in another passage of Scripture, he said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, saints of God, lots for us to think about. See, if our affections are set on the things above, then you and I can freely give because our joy and our happiness is in God and it's not in our money. Praise God. If we are ruled by a love for money, then we might give grudgingly out of duty or requirement, but it won't be a cheerful giver as God has said in the Word. I thank the Lord. Sister Blake was counting the money downstairs last Lord's Day. She was saying how we already have received, Lord willing, so much money for the upcoming turkey giveaway. She was saying how generous the saints have been in putting money in the jar thus far. Sister said to me, we are halfway there, sis. And saints of God have been coming in and dropping in money because they know that the cause is great. They know that we give away Bibles, and this is all to the glory and honor of God. Everything that's said is to glorify our Heavenly Father. Bibles and tracts and food, all the condiments that people need, God has supplied that for us through the saints of God, through their giving, and we thank God for it. You see, our money, like everything else, belongs to God. We are told these words in the 24th division of Psalms, verse 1. it reads, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You see, the money in your bank account and mine has been given to us by the Lord. We are stewards of his blessings to us. And we will give an account in the day of judgment as to how we manage what God has blessed you and me with. I can say that truly God has been so good to us. He has blessed us with so much more than we can ever imagine. First and foremost, he saved us. And now that we live our lives, we're living our lives according to God's will. Therefore, our giving does not come out of obligation, but our giving comes because we love Almighty God. We're told these words in the 68th division of Psalms, verse 19. It said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. You think about it, saints of God. Were you blessed this morning? Amen. So God allowed you to see the dawning of a new day. God allowed you to rise up this morning. God allowed you to be here in the house of the Lord. Oh, David said in the Psalms, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Never begrudging to come into the house of God. Oh, this is where you will find your peace and joy. Oh, we have a whole world out there that we live in every day of the week. And there's so much turmoil in our world today. Every day in the news, there's breaking news. We've said this before, but the Spirit is given to us again. There's breaking news every single time you turn on to watch the news. Something is going on to this scale here. Something on this scale over here. Someone's murdering someone over here. Someone's robbing. Our people in Congress are stealing. Former presidents are doing things outside of the will of the United States. And we come into this house and have gathered in God's name to worship Almighty God. You may say, Sister Renee, brother prayed about it in the prayer. We don't have to. We can shut out the old world when we come into God's house. We can come in here and enjoy the things of Almighty God because we know that God has something good for us. This is where our sanctuary with the Lord, when we come into God's house and gather in his name to worship him with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise our God. All week long, we've been in the devil's camp, working in our jobs, and many that work right alongside us, many of them are just as devilish as they can be. Many of them are cursing and swearing and saying various things. I was talking with Sister Maria the other day, and she was saying, I asked her, how's her day started? She said, well, Mom, it started off the day with somebody cussing at me. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This is what we're living in, saints of God. This is what some of the saints of God are dealing with. And now they've come into the house of God to enjoy the presence of the Lord, to enjoy their brothers and sisters in the Lord, to hear they can see where their brothers and sisters will lift them up in prayer, where their brothers and sisters will pray for them. When you can look at a brother and you see tears rolling down his eyes, not too proud to weep. Jesus wept. Not too proud to show that he has sorrow in his soul and his heart is burdened or heavy for a saint of God. Not only a saint, but his nephew, that he knows how his heart is hurting. Oh, saints of God, many of us this past week and last week, our hearts have been burdened. We've been crying and crying out to the Lord for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have those who have lost loved ones. We have so many that came in that have lost loved ones, and we've been praying for them. Then we have our dear sister Carol, who's in the hospital right now, who had gone there because of her heart. There was something going on. She went in, and now she's in the hospital because of her heart. We're praying for her, knowing that if she was out, she would be sitting here on that second pew right now, praising Almighty God. And then we have Sister Webb, who we heard on Wednesday, giving God praise, giving God glory for all that God had done for her. And this morning, the enemy attacked her in her body. When she tried to get up, she said she could hardly walk, had to give her a walker. Oh, you may say, well, Sister Renee, why are the saints suffering? Oh, we're not too good to suffer. The Bible tells us in the Word of God, the same afflictions that are in the world will be in us. Turn with me to Peter. Praise our God. Praise our God. Let us know what thus saith the Lord, so we will not charge God foolishly when we're going through something. Praise our God. And then we have our dear sister Lillian, likewise, who would love to be in the house of the Lord, just not able to get up. But she's not charging God foolishly. She's praising God and thanking God. But look at what it says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he tells us to do. He starts out in verse 6. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Praise our God. We got to submit everything to Almighty God. This is what Brother spoke to us about in Bible Week. Brother Maurice, when he started out, he talked to us about submitting ourselves to Almighty God. So the Word of God says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Meaning God's going to be the one that's going to be lifting you up. You don't have to exalt yourself because God will exalt you. He went on to say, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Have you brought all your cares of life? Have you brought all your burdens to Almighty God? You know, saints of God, we can carry around the burdens of our family. We can carry around the burdens of our children. We can worry ourselves sick, but God doesn't want that out of you and I. We can worry about nieces. We can worry about nephews. And I can remember the late Sister Carter. They used to say they'll still be out there living a sinful life. So we don't need to worry, but we can cast all of our care upon Almighty God, for God careth for us. He went on to say, be sober. Oh, this is not me saying that we need to be sober from alcohol. But this is talking about we need to be serious in our walk with Almighty God. We got to be vigilant, saints of God. We've got to be alert. We've got to be watchful at all times. He said, why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You see, when we get down in our body, when we get down and our foot may be hurting, we may have a migraine that won't go away. We may have a backache. We may have some high blood pressure that may be just a little too high for us, and it may be causing anxiety. This is when the devil will try to come in. Our adversary will try to slip in and try to say, well, you're a child of God. Why is God allowing you to go through this? Why are you having to deal with it? Why not? Because we are children of God. As brother said, just we need to increase our faith in God and allow God to use us to his glory and honor. He went on to say, whom resist steadfast in the faith? Oh, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Oh, there are things that are going on. There are heart attacks that are happening in the world. We may have them too, saints. Strokes, we may have one too. This is not wishing anything upon us, but this is what the Bible is telling us. But look at verse 10. But the God of all grace, do you know him? Do you know the God of all grace who has called us unto his what? Eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Praise our God. See, when you know the God of all grace, you can rest in Almighty God. You can rest in it when the doctor comes in and says, I need to put in a pacemaker. You say, praise God. To glory to Almighty God. When the doctor comes in and says your body is full of cancer, you can say, glory to Almighty God. God, you brought me here for a reason, and I'm going through with you. If it's not your will for me to stay in this land, my heart says amen to your will. Praise God. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered what? A while. See, saints of God, I don't know what a while is. You don't know what a while is to Almighty God. But after you have suffered for a while, look at what he says. He will make you perfect. Praise God. Oh, have you found that to be so when you've gone through something? that God will make you perfect. What is that perfection he's talking about? That perfection is in your love for Almighty God, your perfection in the things of Almighty God. You love your prayer life. Oh, and that you'll be praying and you'll read your eternal word. Then he went on to say, establish. Oh, you'll be established in the Lord. You won't be wavering and you won't be weary when things happen. Praise our God. Then he said, strengthen. Have you been strengthened when you've gone through something? Oh, how are you strengthened, Sister Renee? Oh, the word of the God will strengthen you. It allow you to turn to Almighty God when you can't turn to anyone else. It allow you like David did when David came in there and there all the wives were gone and the people were turning on David and they wanted to stone David. They wanted to kill him. The word of God said David encouraged himself. Faith of God, there are times when you and I may not be able to call upon the ministry or the saints of God. We've got to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Praise our God. Lean on the Psalms of God's eternal word. Lift up your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help, knowing your help cometh from God. Oh, I can pray for you, but it's God that's going to have to give the increase. Praise our God. Then he went on to say, settle you. God can settle you down. God can comfort you like no man can. See, the world around you will be in a fury. There may be some even crying. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying here. We're not rejoicing because we go through something. We're not wishing anything upon ourselves or upon anyone else. But we're standing true to God's word. Because when we know we go through something, remember what Jesus' word, he let us know in Isaiah that we're not going there alone. You're not walking alone in this life, but you're walking there with Jesus. He said in Isaiah 43, he said, when thou passest through the waters, see, when you walk through the waters of affliction, when you may say, well, Sister Renee, my body's afflicted. Oh, I can't get up. I can't do that. Jesus said, I will be with thee. Do you believe that? When you walk through the rivers that are trying to overcome you, the burdens of life, all the things that are happening, all the things that are going on, he said, they shall not overflow you. Have you found that to be so? He said, when thou walkest through the fire, oh, when the enemy, he's throwing every fiery dart that the enemy can throw at you, saints of God. He said, thou shalt not be burned. Do you believe that? He said, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God. Praise God. Praise God. Do you believe his word? Then stand on it. Praise God. Because we're told in Romans 8, verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Praise our God. Praise our God for his goodness to us. Oh, I know right now some say, oh, I can't see the goodness of God. It's written. I'm having a hard time seeing it. Many are because we are dealing with record high inflation, fluctuating gas prices in our land. I'm not able to do a lot of things that I want to do. Things are affecting me. Yet we need to remember. Sister Melita said something to us. She shared with us a statement that she had read, where someone said that man's inflation has no impact on our Heavenly Father's provision. Amen. Praise our God. God has a storehouse full. Praise our God. He doesn't need waiting for workers to replenish. God already has it there for us, amen. We just need to tap into it, amen. We need to call upon God in every way that we can. We need to fall down on our knees and cry out to Almighty God. We need to lift up our voices in total praise to him when things look their worst. When you think about the devil and all that the devil is trying to do, cry out to Almighty God. Even in your affliction, just cry out to God. Oh, he'll hear you, amen? He'll hear and answer your prayer. God knows just how much we can bear. He will not put us through more than what we're able, saints of God. But he'll make a way of escape. I found that to be so. Have you found that to be so? We've got some strong testimonies in this congregation of what God has brought some through and how they were there. God brought them through, saints, in a mighty way. Oh, when the doctors saying you only had so much time. Doctors were thinking you only had a week to live. Am I right, Brother Byron? But Brother Byron serves a God who's able.
Yeah.
And then our God is able to bring him right on through. No matter what the doctor says. No matter what the MRI or the CAT scan says. Praise our God. God is more than that CAT scan. Praise
Amen.
Our God. God can make some numbers on that CAT scan turn around when you go in there and the doctor says, oh, your heart doesn't have this. God can reach in that heart and he can massage that heart and make that heart pump right straight like it's supposed to pump. I know it to be so, saints of God. I can remember, saints of God. And I share this in love with my dear sister Fran when she went in for her heart surgery. And I remember sitting there in that room. And I remember my brother-in-law coming in and explaining. I think he had some things a little wrong. He told us, he said, that was cause of nervousness. Don't misunderstand what the spirit is saying. He said, oh, they've got to take Fran's heart out. And they said he's going to set it on the side, and then they're going to go in and work on that valve, and then they're going to put it back in. And when they put it back in, that's where it has to begin to pump. But it wasn't that they were going to take her heart out. And when he told us that, I could feel myself just sink in that seat. And I began to cry out, oh, my God in heaven. Remember my dear sister Fran in the hands of those doctors. And I thank the Lord, Sister Fran came through it. She came through it all because she depended on Jesus. She knew the saints were praying for her. And God brought her through. And Sister Fran has praised him ever since. Oh, she had scars on her chest. She said when she went in and she looked at what they had to open up her chest and break her chest bone and bring it out. Oh, but she could thank God. Praise our God. Don't tell me we don't serve an almighty God. We serve a God who is able, saints. Oh, he's able to do all things but fail. We have other situations in the church, not only mine, but there's others where God has worked, and we thank God for it. He has brought us through. Excuse me, saints. He has brought us through, and I thank God. Oh, how he has brought us through. And he's still bringing us through right now. We have saints that need our prayers, saints of God. Let us not get weary in well-doing. Let us hold them up before Almighty God. Sister Carol should be able to lay there in that hospital and know that we are calling out her name. We are lifting her up. We are saying that we are calling on God to bring her through her situation. She should know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. She should not have to worry, are they praying for me? No. Sister June should not worry, are we praying? Yeah, we're praying for you. Sister Lillian shouldn't have to worry. Yeah, we're praying for you. Those who are going through bereavement, yes, we're praying for you. Sister India shouldn't have to worry about little infinity. Yes, we've already lifted up the Lord to its infinity to the Lord. So when she goes in for surgery, God has already heard our plea and our cry on behalf. Just like God went there with little Gracelyn, God is able to bring little infinity through. Praise our God. Praise our God. That's the God I serve. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. God wants us to do even little things, saints of God. Even if we just purchase someone a Bible, a small meal, a bus ticket. We're told in Philippians 4, verse 19, my God, but my God shall supply. Shall, this means it's a guarantee, all your need. Notice it says need, not wants or desires, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We're told in this 37th division of Psalms, verse 25, we know it well, saints of God. I have been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Praise our God. And I believe we already quoted the 23rd division of Psalms where David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Praise our God. Have you found that to be so? Is God your shepherd? He said, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, look at what he said. He restoreth my soul. You see, when you're going through something, God is able to restore your soul. God is able to shore you up and help you to be able to go through whatever life is presenting at that time. He said, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See, saints of God, when we're going through something, God doesn't lead us in the paths of unrighteousness. No, he keeps us in the straight and narrow way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. Saints of God, there's nothing for us to fear. He said, for thou art with me. Do we believe God is with us? Thy rod, praise our God. God's word is with us. His staff, his Holy Spirit will comfort us. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You see, when our enemies are acting up, when our enemies are carrying on, when our enemies are calling in on the phone through our customer service line and cursing at us, God will prepare a table before me in the presence of our enemy. God will allow you to be able to say, to God be the glory. God will allow you to be able to hold your tongue. He'll allow you to have a soft answer so you can turn away that wrath. I found that to be so. He said, that anointeth my head with oil. Has your head been anointed with oil? My cup runneth over. Is your cup running over for God? Are you able to get up and just say, I just want to give you thanks, Lord, for all that you've done to me. I just want to praise your name because you are worthy to be praised. Sometimes, saints of God, all we need to do is just praise God and thank God and not always come and say, Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. Lord, I want you to do this. I just want to praise you. I want to bless your name. I want to lift you up, Lord God. I want to tell someone how good my God has been to me and how good God can be to them. Praise God. And he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, thanks. These are all the things that are given to you and I. But we got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Praise our God. And then you don't have to worry about anything. Praise our God. You don't have to worry about paying that electric bill that AEP just raised. You don't have to worry about paying your gas bill. You don't have to worry about going to the gas station and going in there and you say, all I have is so much. God can fill it right on up. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, sharing blessings with others will never lead to lack for you and I. In fact, the promises of God is to increase the harvest of our righteousness and enrich us in everything. God will use our gifts to meet someone else's needs that glorify God by demonstrating his work in our lives. Oh, let us not let his generous provisions end with you and I, but let us pass them on to someone else, saint. And let us do it with a grateful heart. This is how we do justly. This is how we love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. Oh, saints of God, I believe it is safe to say that throughout the Bible, those who willingly and joyously serve the Lord with their resources, they receive manifold blessings from Almighty God. We just read about it in our last quarter of our Sunday school lesson when they were building the tabernacle. Oh, they told them to bring all that they had, bring it all in. They brought so much, they had to tell them to stop bringing. Saints of God, have we given God all like that? Have we given so much to Almighty God that even God will say to us, you don't have to give no more? God speak to us and say, they brought so much in. Read it in the word of God. I'm not sure exactly where the scripture is, but I believe it's in Exodus. We just read it in our Sunday school lesson. How the God's tabernacle was being built. They brought so much in. They had so much. Praise our God. Praise our God that they had to tell them to stop giving. You see, the greatest giver of all is God himself. I know we know this well. We know this scripture quite well. John 3:16, and it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Praise our God. that whosoever believeth in him, it says, should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Oh, God gave it all. You see, you can't preach about giving without first speaking about the greatest gift that was given to mankind. Oh, as we said, he loved this world so much. He gave his only begotten son. You see, the depth of his love, the word so indicates the depth of God's love for you and me. It describes the manner of God's love for fallen men in general. His love was deep. Love that motivated him to send his son to die for lost souls. This is God's love. Jesus said it this way in John 15, verse 13. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Praise our God. Did you notice? He called those of us who believe in him his friends. Let's meditate on that thought for a moment, saints. You see, it's one thing for us to sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. But it's quite another for us to know that Jesus has called us his friends because we believe in him. Praise God. Praise our God. Praise our God. His friendship is seen in his sacrifice. When Jesus said he laid down his life, it indicates it was a voluntary act. No man murdered him. We're told in the scriptures. No man took his life away from him against his will, but our Savior voluntarily gave up his life on the cross for you and I, for his friend. Praise our God. Turn with me to Isaiah 53 for a moment. Oh, I know we know this scripture well. The Spirit wants us to look at something here. His death was not for himself, but it was for others. It was for you and I. Isaiah 53 makes that abundantly clear to you and I. He says there in verse 4 through 6, he says, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Praise our, thank you, Jesus. Yet we did esteem him, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Look at what it says. But he was wounded for our, he was our substitute. He knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth, but he carried the load. He carried our load. He carried our burdens. He carried our sins. He said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, every cut that he suffered, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is what Jesus did for us. Praise our God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God. You see, when Jesus went to the cross, he was doing so on the behalf of you and me. That's how he can call us his friends, because we believe in him. There are many verses in the Bible, and I'm going to ask you to read them in your lead. Let me give them to you, saints. Due to time, we're not able to go over all of them. Oh, but 1 Peter 2:24. And then there's 1 Peter 3:18. Then there's Galatians 3:13. I'm trying to slow down, saints. I know you told me I'd go too fast. Hebrews 9:28 and 1 John 2:2. Praise our God. Jesus died for us so that we wouldn't have to go to hell. He died to give us life more abundantly. I don't know about you, but for me, there is nothing in this world like knowing that God loved me so much. We are told these words in 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Now, if we do not know about a need and do not know a resource or how to meet somebody else's need, just think about how much love God gave to you and I. Praise our God. God is able to bring us through, saints of God. He will show us a need of someone else. See, guess how much God loved us and what God did for you and I. Turn with me to James, the second chapter. Look at what Brother James says in James, the second chapter and 15th verse. Praise our God. He said, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, praise our God. You see, food is something we need to sustain our life, our spiritual life. We need spiritual food from Almighty God. But in the natural, we need the natural food to be able to sustain life. And what he's saying here, he said, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. You see, God wants us to do more than just tell them, well, you know, go, God will make a way. No, saints of God, God has a food pantry. He has a way for us to be able to help and fill needs that need to be filled. He said, depart in peace, be you warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? See, God wants us to, he said, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. When it comes time for somebody who has a need, saints of God, we have a responsibility. Because he said, a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food. We have a responsibility to each other to make sure that the household of faith is taken care of. We need to remember that God has given us everything we have in life so that we might use it for God's glory. Our money, our time, and talent are to contribute to the advancement of the gospel of Almighty God. God can and will use it all if we will make it available to Almighty God. We give of our best to the Master. Give everything that God, so God can use to his glory and honor. You see, the fruit of love is produced by the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. We can't simply work ourselves up into being more loving or kind and gentle. When we see somebody has a need, we got to show the love of God to them. We got to show them just how good God is and how God is able. We can't make up in our mind that we're going to be kinder and then suddenly become a kinder person. That's not how it works. You see, only the Holy Spirit of God can truly produce those things in you and I. And apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot grow in godliness. Got to have the Holy Spirit of God in order for us to grow. He enables you and I to produce fruit. He helps us become more like Jesus and to put on the fruit of the Spirit. And when we do, we will be, as Brother James says in James, that third chapter, where he says there, we will possess wisdom from above. Look at what he says in verse 17. He said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. Do you have this wisdom? Not all that say they are saved have this wisdom. A lot of people walking around and saying, I know God, I know this, but they don't have this. He said, first it's pure. They don't have the purity of the walk with Almighty God. As we learned in our Sunday school lesson, we know not we won't be mixing holy with unholy and unclean with unclean. He went on to say, then peaceable. Oh, we're living in a time where people cannot live in peace. Even neighbors can't live in peace. Neighbors across the street shooting and killing one another. Sad, gentle, and easy to be entreated. That's what the wisdom from above will give you, those of us who are saved. He will give us peace. We'll be peaceable, first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Oh, saints of God are not brawlers. Saints of God will be able to love one another. Praise our God. He went on to say, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown where? In peace of them that make peace. God wants a peaceful people of God. He doesn't need brawlers. We got enough of that going on in our world today. We got enough of people that are just, they want to be known as somebody that just causes confusion. You see them right now, and saints of God, I know you've got to see it yourself. Everybody's running, driving around with all kinds of little gun figures on the back of their car. And you know, and all kinds of things that are letting you know that if you mess with me, I'm carrying this Smith and Wesson and all these kind of things. That's not how God wants us to live. He wants us to live with peace with all mankind. Praise our God. You see, God has blessed us aplenty. He continues to meet our needs so that we can pass these blessings on to others. The psalmist says, we've read over what the psalmist said in Psalm 68, division of Psalms, verse 19, where we're told he daily loadeth us with benefits. But Paul said in Ephesians 1, he lets us know that we have been blessed. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. So what are we to do with these blessings that God has showered upon us? His blessings to us are not meant to end with you and I. His desire is that they flow to others. Throughout the scripture, the blessings of God are to be stewarded by those who receive them. In Genesis 12, and I ask you to read in your leisure about Abraham. It started out as Abram, then his name was changed to Abraham. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, but I do want to read what he said to him. God said that he would bless him and make him his name great, and that Abram would be a blessing. Not only that, but God went on in verse 3. Look at what he says there. He says in verse 2, he said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. You see, the blessing of Abraham fulfills its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the seed of Abraham. He is the redeemer of the world. We are told that in Galatians, the 3rd chapter. Turn with me there just for a moment. He went on to say there in verse 6, he said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Praise our God. How can we bless the God who blesses us? By offering praise to him. By offering thanksgiving to God for his gifts. By thanking him for his grace that he has given to us. God is blessed through our words of worship, saints. But we can also bless God by doing that which pleases God. God is blessed when we bless others. God is served when we serve others. God is loved when we love others in God's name. How do we pass that along to others of God's blessing, of the blessings that God has given us? Oftentimes when believers are faced with trials, sometimes people seem to forget all the goodness and the blessings of Almighty God. And the enemy will try to get us to begin to murmur and to begin to complain about what God has done. But look at what the psalmist said in the 103rd division of Psalms. Look at what he says there. The psalmist urges us to bless the Lord, to set aside some time to remember and praise Almighty God. He says there in verse 1 of the 103rd division of Psalms, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Let's not forget what God has done for us. Amen. Even though we're going through something, let's not forget it. Because truly, God has been good to us, amen? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Oh, praise our God, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment of all that are oppressed. He made known his way unto Moses, his acts unto the children. We've been studying about the children of Israel. We know what God did for them. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. We found that to be so, amen? And plentiness and mercy. That's what our God is. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Oh, we've seen that in the word of God. We were reading about that today. He has not dealt with us. Thank you, Lord. Listen to what he says in verse 10. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And thank God that he hasn't. Praise God. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is the mercy toward them that fear him. Let us fear God. Let us fear Almighty God. Let us stand in awe of him and everything we do, saints of God. You know, the word of God tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of knowledge. To know that we fear God. Oh, fear God and not those that are in this world, but fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Praise our God. Let us fear God. Saints of God, we've got to pass on what God has given us. Not only money. I know many might have thought, well, Sister Renee's talking about, no, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking, there is time, saints of God. There is time that we've got to share with Almighty. First and foremost, we've got to get in to our little secret closet with Almighty God. If we sparingly study the word of God, we'll be dry and barren. Jesus said it in the word in Matthew 22:29, ye do err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. If we sparsely pray, we meagerly pray just to get by on a 15-minute of prayer a day, then we will not see the benefits of being prayer warriors or making intercessory prayer for others. You see, God has given us 24 hours a day. That's a blessing, saints of God. I don't think we can even call them our hours. They are God's hours that he has loaned to you and I. Let us not think about how much we give, we do, how much do we give back to him, but how much of our time is spent with Almighty God. We gave a tenth of that time. If we tithe our time to Almighty God, we would be talking about almost 2.5 hours per day that God wants us to spend with him in reading, prayer, meditation, and studying of his word. You might be saying, well, Sister Renee, I don't have that kind of time. I don't have time to read my Bible or to study. I've got to work. I've got children. These are even more reasons why we need to be studying, and we should take time to be with God. You can whisper a prayer at any time of the day. Oh, Brother Byron, I know, is whispering prayers up in his truck every day. Amen. With all these cars dipping and diving in and out in front of their places, got to be whispering a prayer to God. God is able, even us on the highway, saints of God. When you're driving, you got to say, thank you, Lord. You go by and see all kinds of accidents and various things, you can say, thank you, Lord. Oh, you see it all up and down 270. I can tell you about 270. Cars all in the ditch, down in those wired fences, almost every day there's someone that's run off the freeway, turned around, going the opposite way for whatever reason, I don't know. But, oh, I can thank God that I'm not in the midst of that. We can take time to thank God our jobs that we have. They're from God. Let's learn how to continuously thank him for them. Thank him for how he provided it for us. Thank him for the income received from it so we can care for our family. You can sit right there on your job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this job you blessed me with. Ask him to help us to be the best steward that we can be with our money that God's given us. We can talk to God and let him know that he takes first place in our lives and not to allow that job to take first place, to overshadow God. We can pray for our coworkers. When we do, you will see that there will be a difference in them, how they deal with you. You will notice that they will stand up for you. They'll be telling others that you are a Christian man or woman. They will keep others from telling nasty jokes. They'll keep others from sending you emails and things that are unprofessional. I know because it happened to me when I worked. I can remember the young lady in the office, when they would come in, she was the first person. I was behind her, and they would walk in, and I heard her up there talking to one young lady at the time. At first, I didn't know she was talking about me, but it was about me. She was wanting to know if she could ask me to go to some function. They were having some event, and she said to them, she said, no. She said, she's a Christian. I didn't even have to say a word because she was up there. God will have the enemy running the interference for us. Amen. You don't have to say a word. Yeah, our enemy, saints of God, at times, there are times our enemy will challenge us to live for God. It will force us to live our lives. Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 28, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Oh, our enemies, they receive blessings from our prayer. I know we're not going to be able to finish, but there's a song, Saints of God. And Sister Melson brought it to my attention when we were up here singing. You see, we want the blessings of the Lord, but we've got to be committed, committed to the things of God. This song says, and I don't know how the tune goes, but it says, come all Christians, be committed. Come all Christians, be committed to the service of the Lord. Make your lives from him more fitted. Tune your hearts with one accord. Come into his courts with gladness. Each his sacred vows renew. Turn away from sin and sadness. Be transformed with life anew. Of your time and talents give ye. They are gifts from God above, and we know that, to be used by Christians freely to proclaim his wondrous love. Come again to serve the Savior. Tithes and offerings with you bring. In your work with him find favor, and with joy his praises sing. God's command to love each other is required of everyone. Showing mercy to another mirrors his redemptive plan. In compassion he has given of his love that is divine. On the cross, sins were forgiven. Joy and peace are fully thine. Come in praise and adoration. All who on Christ's name believe, worship him with consecration. Grace and love will you receive. For his grace, give him the glory. For the Spirit and the Word. And repeat the gospel story until all his name have heard. This is what serving others will do, saints of God. But you and I have got to be committed as committed Christians to the work of Almighty God, committed to the service of the Lord, making our lives for him more fitted, making our lives where God can use us. We can say, Lord, use me to your glory and to your honor. I want to be that person that's serving others for your glory, Lord. There's more that God has, and we'll allow the Spirit to lead with this message. But due to time, saints of God, and we thank God that he allows us to serve others, because there are some in this world that need to know about God. It's not all about giving someone a monetary gift, but it could be just spending a little time and saying, I'll pray for you. We may not be able to reach them any other way. They may not want to hear our prayers. Their stomachs may be too hungry to hear a prayer. But God can have a way for you and I to be able to reach a lost soul. Ask God, help me, Lord God, to reach one soul. If it's just one soul a day, help me to reach that soul and show them the goodness of Almighty God. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Serving others for the glory of God. Amen. It's for God's glory, not for our,
Amen.
Not for ourselves,
yeah.
But for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As the message went forth, and she talked about the fruit of love, because love, it has to come from genuinely from our hearts. We have to serve others from the heart. Amen. She said, the fruit of love is given by the Holy Spirit. So this has to be directed by the Holy Ghost. In order for us to serve God acceptably, we have to be led by the Spirit of God. Thank God. Looking at a scripture as she was speaking there, it's in Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given
Amen.
Unto you. Good measure. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. She was talking about mercy. And she says, not all money. It's mercy. If we would have mercy, we have to give mercy.
Amen.
If we want to have compassion, then we have to, if we want to be given compassion, we have to have compassion for
Amen.
Others. If we want to be forgiven, if we want to have forgiveness, we have to forgive.
Amen.
If we want to be loved, then we have to give that same love. It says, for the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured
to you again.
Amen.
So if we don't want to have sparing mercy shown unto us, we have to show abundant mercy.
Amen.
To others. Amen. Thank God for this message. And I was also looking, as she was speaking at Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Do we want the Lord to water us? Because we know that the Lord has living water. If we want to be watered ourselves, then we must have that same liberal soul to sum up to someone else. We want to be watered with the goodness of God, then we must be willing to water, even with his word, to tell about the goodness of God, how what he has done for us, as Sister said. There's another scripture that says, where the Lord says, freely ye have received, freely give. Jesus freely gave his life, a ransom for us. So we have to be willing to freely give of our time and our talents, the love that God has placed in us. Jesus freely gave, so we must freely give also. Serving others for the glory of God, you know, that others may know his benefits. Amen. Thank the Lord for his word. Shall we stand? Serving others for the glory of God. Humbly, in a life that's humble before the Lord. What shall we sing? In the evening light, number 481, is your all on the altar.
Amen.
Even looking at the scripture that's written there under the title, as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart.
Amen.
Number 481 in the evening light.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly served, friendly pray. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? Do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar, your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar a sacrifice laid? Your
amen. That verse we just read. See, the only way that we can walk with the Lord, The only way that we can walk in the light of his word is to do his will, is in surrender and obedience to the Lord, that you must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. That's sin. To be free from sin, then everything must be placed on the altar. On the altar, you're all you must lay. That's the only way we can have, as the song says, peace and contentment in this life. There are people that are out there struggling, they're chasing after this and that, and no matter how much they obtain, no matter how much money they get, no matter what, they're not satisfied. Because they can't be. They can have all this world's goods, and yet they've got strife and turmoil in the soul because they have not given themselves over to the Lord. All must be on the altar, and not just part of it, because that part that's not has not been put on the altar is going to come back, and the enemy is going to make sure that it troubles you and troubles you and troubles you, and you keep going through that same trial over and over and over again, one form or another. The Lord wants us to put it all on the altar. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? So ask you a question. Does the Spirit control your heart? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Amen.
That's the only way. Amen. Bless the Lord. All must be on the altar. That's how we receive the Holy Spirit. After being justified, after being forgiven of sin, and we go about in a justified state, trying to do the best we can, trying to obey, but it takes the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
And we can only have that Spirit infilling once all is on the altar.
Amen.
Amen. And God wants it. It is our Father's good pleasure to give us his Spirit. But we have to want it. We've got to strive. Amen. Is your all on the altar? Everything. Have you given up everything? Everything to the Lord. Total surrender.
Amen.
Is there one with a need? Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord. Saw the hand.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
We'll sing those last two verses.
Oh, we never can know what the Lord will be so of the blessings for which we have prayed till our body and soul he doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Who can tell of a love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made.
Body and soul have to be surrendered to. Body and soul, mind and spirit, bless God. God will not accept anything less. Jesus died so God should not have to accept anything less if we're going to be his people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We saw the upraised hand. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise our God. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. The only way that we can serve him acceptably is to yield him our body and soul.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, thanking you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, dear Father, for, Lord, how it was opened up to us, dear God. Lord, it was broken down, dear God, so that we can see, Lord, how we should walk every single day, dear Father. Lord, we came, when the message came today, dear God, it came even as the Apostle Paul said, when he came to those that he brought the word to, he said he came not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Even so, Lord, the message that came today, dear Father, did not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but truly, Lord, as the Spirit gave Pastor Jenkins utterance, Lord, she brought your word, Lord, so that we could know, Lord, every day, dear God, how we are to do your will, how we are to serve you, dear Father, how, Lord, we should not neglect, dear God, serving you, dear God, serving others, dear God, and by that, Lord, and doing that in your name, Lord, we're serving you. And we thank you, dear God, for your word this day, dear Father. Lord, you saw, dear God, each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the needs, dear Father, of souls. Lord, you know, dear God, the full surrender, dear God, that's necessary to serve you, dear Father. Lord, you saw the upraised hands, dear God, wanting to fully surrender, Lord, to your will, to your way, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk in the light of your word, dear Father. Lord, that we might have peace and contentment always, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, each heart and each soul, Lord, that heard this message today, dear Father. Lord, if there are those, dear God, who, Lord, have not done a first work, dear Father, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your spirit would speak to hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they might know, dear God, that the only way that they will have contentment, the only way, dear God, that they can have peace and rest in this life, Lord, is to surrender themselves to thee, to walk humbly, dear God, before you, dear Father, in obedience to your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds this day, dear God. Help those, dear God, who have even become slack, dear God, in their walk, dear Father. Lord, to measure to thee, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, dear God, we can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest, Lord, if we yield our bodies and souls, our time, dear God, Lord, our mind, dear Father, Lord, our spirit, Lord, all things, dear God, yielded to thee, fully yielded to thee, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, each soul, Lord, that heard this word today. Help, Lord, each one to measure to your eternal word, dear God. Lord, to truly yield, dear God, truly be yielded unto thee, dear God, in all things, dear Father. And truly, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your messenger, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God. Lord, if we realize, dear God, since we have heard your word, Lord, we are responsible. So help us, dear Father, to measure to your word in all things, dear God. Lord, that we not be found lacking, dear God, in that great day of judgment. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all glory and all praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank God.
Thank God for his word. Thank God for his spirit this day. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word this day. Sunday, June 11th, 2023. The meditation scripture was found in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God,
praise
who
God.
Loved me.
Amen.
And gave himself for me.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What
Amen.
A testimony.
Yes. Yes.
Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. This coming Wednesday, Lord's Will is the second Wednesday of the month to bring a scripture or testimony to share. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Our thought for today, I will walk by faith even when I cannot see. Amen. Praise our God. And when the message was going forth and Pastor Jenkins was talking about when you're driving and people cutting in and out and so on, I think what day it was. It was, may have been yesterday. It's either Friday or Saturday. And I was driving, or going to the store. And I was waiting at a red light. In fact, I was it was Carl Road and Ferris Avenue. And there were cars. No cars were coming south on Carl. I was going to make a right turn onto Carl Road to go up to Morris Road. No cars were coming south, but there were cars that were coming north, approaching the traffic light. And all of a sudden, I heard this sound. And I looked, and there was a tire. There was a van, the first of it, the minivan, was coming, and the wheel came off. They were driving, the wheel came, and suddenly this wheel, the tire, the rim, was flying through the air, and it was flying toward, like, the other side of the street. I was the first car at the traffic light here, but there was a driveway and a grassy area, because Brookhaven High School kind of sits back over that way, and the tire was flying, it was flying so high, you know, when there are telephone lines that are not across, it was that high.
Oh,
my. And it was a shocking sight to see. And it was just flying. No one was walking on the sidewalk. There was a car opposite me coming the other way that was in the driveway about to come out. And the tire flew. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. And it hit, when it came down, it hit beside the back fender on the passenger side of the car. It didn't hit the car. It hit there, bounced, and then flew over into the grass. Meanwhile, the minivan was, you know, where there had been a tire, it was that it was just down on the street. And I thank God for his mercies, because no one got hit by that flying wheel. I'm sure it would have killed someone. Even if it had hit the windshield of the car coming opposite, it could have gone through. But God, in all weeks, and we don't know when we're out, we don't know what's going to happen. And it may not involve our car, but we need the mercies of God. That's why all has to be on the altar. So that, I mean, we leave home, we left home alive. We don't know if we're going to come back. And so we've got to make our calling and election sure in this life. Every day, as she preached, every day, as we're thinking about our walk with God, we have to shore things up. Make everything tight. Don't let anything be slack. Amen. Just thank God. As she was talking about, we're driving and things happen. Things can happen very, very suddenly. I believe that, Brother Byron, didn't you say there was one time you were driving, there was a wheel was flying through the air. These things happen. A truck tire was flying through the air. So we understand that it is of God's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen. His compassions fail not. Great is his faithfulness. Sister Lawrence, yeah, absolutely. Always pray. That's right. Be instant in prayer. Amen. Praise our God. And in the house. That's right. In the house. That's right. Things that come through the house. Yes. Absolutely. My. Oh, my. Oh. Tore the whole porch off and went into the house. Yes. Uh-huh. Wow. My. Amen. Amen. Never know. Every day that we're here is a gift from God.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else would like to express it? Yes, Infinity. Oh, that tooth that was loose came out, didn't it? She's going to tell you while it was loose and it came out. Well, did it hurt? Amen. Must have been good and loose. Thank the Lord. Isn't it something how God can grow another tooth in our head? You think about that. Praise our God.
Amen.
He'll
come back.
He'll come back. That's right. He'll come. Yes, yeah, Sister India.
Tell the truth. I'm doing the best I can as a mother.
I'm saying it because I'm talking to my daughter. I just want to just tell me the truth. Okay. And I just want to just y'all be out there a special prayer for me because maybe, you know, it's working on me and trust, you know, trust. I love you all. I just want God. I know, like, God, do it for me. Please serve justice for me. Like, this has been hard in for, like, 3 years. So it's been for a longer time than that. The child days will be on the 26th. My daughter has a little bit of a so this is a little bit of a for me.
Yes, that bless the Lord. Yes.
One thing I never wanted is for me to take everything, my home, my car, I don't care, but I always wanted to have my kids. So just remember me, because this is really hard for me to go through.
Amen. Yes, sister. Bless, Lord God bless you. Lord bless. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Sister Holmes. Sister Holmes.
Yes. Oh, I just wanted to say thank the Lord for her, the Sister Renee, bringing the message of what the Lord had for her in her soul. Because we can agree with her, because that's what has kept us in the hands of the Lord. With body and soul, she brought the word and repeated it, which we had been taught from long time ago and is refreshed in our mind today that in the body and soul, we need the Lord.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. All minds are satisfied. Shall we stand? Be dismissed. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us, Lord, to come together, to assemble together today, Lord, in your name. Thanking you, dear God, because we know, Lord, that you are our high tower.
Praise God.
Thanking you, Lord, because we know, dear God, that you, Lord, will fight our battles, dear God. Thanking you, dear God, because your redemptive power, dear God, translated us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us, dear Father. We thank you, dear Father, for this hour of service, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for all who were here, dear Father, and who heard your precious, precious word, dear God. Lord, your word strengthens us, dear God. Gives us a determination, Lord, a resolve, Lord, to hold on, dear Father. Lord, to go forth, dear God, boldly, dear God, in the Spirit, Father, knowing, dear God, that you will keep us, Lord. You will direct us, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, for what our hearts have felt, dear God, for the strength, Lord, that you've given to us this day. Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Indy in a special way, dear God. Oh, Lord, you see and know, dear God, what she's going through. Lord, you know, Lord, what you have brought her through.
Amen.
And, Lord, you know what is yet to come. And, Lord, even as she says, Lord, she doesn't know what's going to happen, Lord, but you know, dear God.
Yes.
Father, Lord, you've already, dear God, set the scene, dear Father.
Yes.
And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would go before our dear sister.
Yes.
Lord, you know, dear God, the Lord, what is to be done. Lord, you know what will be said.
Yes.
And, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would keep Sister India in perfect peace, dear God. The peace, Lord, that she gets from you, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be her strength, dear God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and that you would just prevail and have your way, dear God, in everything,
yes,
dear God. Lord, you heard her request, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear Father, Lord, that she has court, dear Father, Lord, for what with one child, dear God, and Lord, she's facing surgery, dear God, with another. And so, Lord, you know, dear God, that her load is heavy, dear God. But Father, we know, Lord, that you are a burden bearer and you are a heavy load sharer, dear Father. And Lord, you're able, Lord, to bear her up, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we lift her up to thee, dear God. Lord, because we know there is none greater. Oh Father, we bring it to you, dear God. Lord, because we know, dear Father, that you're able, Lord, to prevail in every situation, dear God. And Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would increase her faith, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep her, Lord, holding on to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be her peace, dear Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, that where the enemy, Lord, might try to bring turmoil or a snare, Lord, you're able, Lord, to give her freedom and liberty in thee, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would hold her, keep her in your care, dear Father. Help her, dear God, when the enemy tries to come in like a flood. Lift up a standard against him, dear God, this we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you'd remember innocence, dear God, and speak to her heart, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember infinity, Lord, and speak to her heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to touch hearts, dear God, whether the hearts, those hearts be young or old, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that the devil tries to use even young people, dear God.
Yes.
But Father, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to prevail. And so, Father, we're bringing these children to you, dear Father, because we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bless Sister India, dear God. Help her, Lord, to be the mother that you're calling for her to be, Lord. For, Lord, she wants to be, Lord, what you're wanting for her to be. Lord, she wants to follow you, Lord. You're leading, dear God, in raising her children, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, be her guide and her stay in all things, Lord. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're asking it, Lord, confident, dear Father, that you hear our prayers, dear God, on this behalf, dear Father. Confident, dear God, that you know, Lord, that we, Lord, all we have knitted our hearts together, dear God.
Yes.
Lord and Father, we are, Lord, praying, dear God, on this, dear God, what request, dear Father, be with her, bless her, dear God. Help her, dear God. Lord, that the enemy, we know the enemy, Lord, will try to bring discouragement, Lord, try to take advantage. But, Lord, we rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, dear God. Lord, that he have no partner lot with Sister India, dear God. Have no partner lot in her life, dear Father. Lord, that he just pitfalls and snares and his deceptions, dear God. We rebuke them, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to give her grace to stand, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father. Remember Sister Carol, dear God, even, Lord, in the hospital, Father, you know all about her, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, bless her, keep her encouraged, dear Father. Help her to, Lord, doubtless she knows, Lord, that we're lifting her name up to thee, dear God. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, Lord, keep her in your care, dear Father. Bless her, Lord. We don't know, Lord, what the cardiologist is saying, Lord. We don't know, Lord, what they're finding. But, Lord, we know that you already know all about it, dear God. And so, Father, we're trusting you, Lord, as we always do, dear Father, Lord, to bring her through. Lord, remember Sister June likewise, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, bless her, touch her limbs, touch her legs, dear God. Give her strength, dear God, that she would be able, Lord, to get up and move about, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless her, Lord. We know, Lord, she's looking to you, dear God. And, Lord, we know that she knows that the saints are praying for her, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, for an answer, dear God, to our prayers, dear God, on his behalf. And, Lord, it doesn't matter, Lord, who, which one of us, dear God, whose voice is is that's praying, dear God. We are all on one accord, dear God, on this. And we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear Father, and her family in a special way, dear God. Just have your way in us, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, as we dismiss from this service, dear God, Lord, we do not want to ever be dismissed, Lord, from your presence, dear
Amen.
Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would take us home safely, dear God. Lord, we pray even, Lord, as we're on the streets, dear God, or freeways, Lord, however it is, dear God, that we're going to get home. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless us and protect us. Keep us in your care, dear God, for we're going forth in your name, dear God. Father, we pray that you would have your way, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to make straight paths for our feet, dear God, and help us, Lord, to always walk in the light as it shines on our pathway. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, remember Sister Maria in a special way, dear
yes.
God. Father, we pray, Lord, your touch and anointing would be upon her, dear God. Father, even, dear Father, as, Lord, she bears her child, dear God, bears a dear Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would take her through to her full term, dear God, and give her the strength, Lord, that she stands in need of day to day, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, she's depending upon your strength, dear God, not her own, dear Father, but truly, Lord, she's depending upon a touch from thee, dear God, every single day. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would give her an extra portion of strength, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that she's going to give you glory, dear Father, Lord, and lift up your name, dear God, and even, dear Father, give a testimony, Lord, to those who don't know you, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, dear God, to even those who would verbally try, abuse her, dear God, over the phone. But, Lord, we thank you because Sister Maria knows who she serves, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that you will take up her cause, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will give her grace, Lord, to bear, Lord, whatever it is, dear Father, that she must bear. And, Lord, she'll give you the glory and praise. Bless us, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to be your people indeed. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory. And all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.